From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, and on this day in 1874, the late great British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was born. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee County students donate Thanksgiving food baskets to families in need. About 100 volunteers serve 2,383 meals Thanksgiving Day to families in Cherokee and Pickens counties. Shoppers turn out for Black Friday at the outlet shops in Woodstock. Events ringing in the holiday season in Cherokee County. Miller breaks Woodstock rebounding record. And Holly Springs Planning Commission to hear request for hybrid school. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Dallas Strawberry. Turkey for you.
A group of boys from Liberty Elementary School and Freedom Middle School recently assembled over a dozen baskets of Thanksgiving food for families in need. Brothers Jacob, Oliver, and Parker Duncan and their friends collected donations at the Bridge Mill neighborhood, where the boys received an overwhelming response. The boys created 14 baskets, each with traditional Thanksgiving side items like stuffing and mac and cheese, instant mashed potatoes, canned goods, breadcrumbs and gravy, and at least one $25 Publix gift card, plates, utensils, and a turkey pan. Baskets were delivered to both schools to be given to Freedom and Liberty families.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
About 100 volunteers served 2,383 meals Thanksgiving Day to families in Cherokee and Pickens County. Cherokee Thanksgiving, hosted by Williamson Brothers Barbecue in Canton, saw thousands of meals delivered to families in need and to anyone who could not prepare a Thanksgiving dinner. Meals were also delivered to first responders and hospital emergency staff. This year's event was dedicated to Don Stevens, one of Cherokee Thanksgiving's founders, and longtime volunteer Don Towers, who both died this year. Since 2008, Cherokee Thanksgiving has cooked and served over 26,000 meals to Cherokee and Pickens residents.
That's right. Black Friday is just around the corner.
Ouch.
And people are already gearing up.
We usually start lining up around 3 a.m. We douse ourselves in pig blood because it does help us slip through the crowd when the doors open.
Following an unusual Black Friday in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the retail holiday appeared to be mostly back to normal Friday at the outlet shops at Atlanta and Woodstock. Though COVID-19 figures in Cherokee County and the state remained relatively low compared to last year, and over 50% of county residents are vaccinated, the pandemic was not absent from this Black Friday shopping season at the outlet shops. Several stores were limiting the number of customers permitted into the store at one time, and many had signs on their storefronts asking customers to wear face masks while inside. The National Retail Federation was expecting Black Friday sales to increase both online and in stores for the 12th consecutive year this year, with total sales domestically expected to exceed $800 million. After Black Friday is Small Business Saturday, an initiative encouraging shoppers to buy from local, independently owned businesses. The holiday weekend is rounded out by Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. Families in Cherokee County looking for holiday fun will have a variety of festivities to choose from. Holiday Lights at Veterans Park is now open through December 31st. The drive-through event stretches across 2 miles of the park, displaying numerous lights and holiday displays. Tickets are $20 per car, while season passes are available for $50 and can be purchased at the ticket booth. The event is open 7 days a week starting at 6 p.m. at Cherokee Veterans Park and supports local charities in the county. The Holiday Lights of Hope Community Celebration benefiting the Anna Crawford Children's Center begins at 6 p.m. December 2nd and will run through December 23rd. The Creekview High School Marching Band, Superheroes, Princesses, Jedi, Mickey Mouse, and more will travel through Main Street in Ball Ground December 3rd in the city's annual holiday parade. The parade will begin at 7 p.m. December 3rd. Attendees are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots campaign. The Holly Springs Christmas Parade will be at 1:30 p.m. December 4th at Holly Springs Parkway. The parade will begin on Holly Springs Parkway at its intersection with Mountain Brook Drive. The Woodstock Jubilee and Parade of Lights will start at 5:30 p.m. December 4th at Woodstock Elementary School and will travel down Main Street to Sam's Club at Highway 92. The annual Canton Optimist Christmas Parade will return at 6 p.m. December 4th for the 34th edition of this event, again putting out boxes to collect donations for Toys for Tots. And Canton will present its annual Christmas in Canton celebration from 6 to 9 p.m. on December 10th. All are invited to visit with Santa Claus and to enjoy a feature showing of Polar Express. A Creekview grad has been lighting it up for the New Mexico Lobos. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
It took a few games for Creekview grad KJ Jenkins to get warmed up this season for New Mexico. Then again, as his coach Richard Patino points out, they haven't played that many games. The 6'2" junior college transfer who averaged 3.8 three-pointers per game at a blistering 46.2% clip went 4-11 on three-point tries over the team's first three games. In the past two games, the Canton native shot 4-5 in Saturday's win over Montana State and 4-7 in Monday's win over Western New Mexico. The Lobos hope that he continues to find his stroke from outside. The rest of the floor will continue to open up for his teammates in this week's Las Vegas Invitational, even though New Mexico lost Thursday against UAB. New Mexico hit 9 three-pointers on Monday. It was the third time in 5 games the team had at least 9 threes after a 6-16 season in which they had 3 such games. The Lobos are hitting 40% from 3-point range. KJ Jenkins, averaging 18.5 points over the past 2 games, believes he can do a variety of things if he is asked. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
Woodstock forward Casey Miller set a new single-game program record with 23 rebounds in a 60-59 win over Pine Forest last week. Casey was a force for the Lady Wolverines, scoring 25 points with the rebounding effort. She eclipsed the previous record of 22 set back in 2012. Casey has provided a sense of stability for Woodstock's young core this season. After averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds last season, she's making significant strides 5 games into her junior year. Woodstock has one of its most challenging opponents to this point in its next game on December 4th. The Lady Wolverines will host an undefeated Holy Innocents with 3 straight wins by 18 points or more. Woodstock, though, is well equipped to challenge the Lady Golden Bears, averaging nearly 10 points more per game than its opponents this season. The Holly Springs Planning Commission will hold a public hearing December 9th relating to a request for a conditional use permit for a hybrid homeschool academy along Holly Springs Parkway. Holly Springs City Manager Rob Logan said Compass Prep, Inc., a hybrid academy that includes homeschool and on-site learning opportunities for its students, has moved its on-site operations to Holly Springs Baptist Church at Holly Springs Parkway. The city requires a conditional use permit for schools. The Holly Springs City Council will discuss the request in January.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.